You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on WMIE.
Good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, all this week we are celebrating the fruit of Christ.
Yeah.
Christ is the fruit of Mary's womb. In Luke chapter 1, it said, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So Jesus Christ is the fruit of Mary's womb. He is the fruit of Christianity. He is the foundation, the difference maker from all the different religions that are out there. Those who serve many gods, right? There's many religions where they serve many gods. They have a god for this and a god for that. But we have an all-inclusive God, a God who died once and for all sin, a God who we are able to bring our petitions, our supplications to in every area. We don't have to pray to one God for a certain thing and to another God for the other thing. We could come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in our time of need in Jesus Christ. So we thank God that he has been released into the earth. He was released into the earth in physical form, and he is now here through the Holy Spirit.
And we can celebrate the fruit in our lives. And how can we do that? Again, we want to stay and look at Luke chapter 1, look at Galatians chapter 6, and also just bring the scripture because they all tie into one central theme. In John chapter 15, okay, Jesus declared that he is divine. Mm-hmm. We are the branches. And he says, the branches is centered in him. I am in you and you are in me. So, I am in you, and you are in me. That's Jesus. So, that's the reason why we can say, if it's 100% surety this week, that Jesus is the fruit. Mm-hmm. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Mary. Okay? So, we know that any one of us who have Jesus in our life, we'll produce him. Mm-hmm. Any one of us who have Jesus Christ in our life will produce mm-hmm. his characteristic. Mm-hmm. We will show forth him coming mm-hmm. out of our life. Now, a person who does not have Jesus Christ cannot exhibit the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ.
John chapter 6, verse 63 tells us it is the Spirit who gives life.
Yes.
The flesh profits
nothing.
So it's by the Spirit. And then we know, how do we transfer this, the Spirit? How does the Spirit of God operate in the world, operate through us? That is through the Word. In John chapter 15, it tells us that God, he is the vine dresser. And then Jesus is the vine.
Yeah.
And we are the branches.
Branches.
So God's desire is for the fruit of Jesus to be seen throughout the world, right? He is the vine dresser. It's the vine dresser who determines what is going to be sown and what is going to be reaped.
Yeah.
It's the vine dresser. He has control, authority over his harvest. In John chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, Jesus, he's praying to God the Father. He says, "Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me." So there's a transfer how through the word. Jesus gave us the words of the Father, and that brings forth that fruit is Christ. It brings forth the fruit then of the Spirit for us to be able to bring to pass in the earth the kingdom of heaven. Just like Jesus came with a spiritual significance into the earth to be able to be the atonement for all sin. What they were doing before Jesus Christ was their sin was continually before them. They were operating under the law. They had to continually bring sin offerings year by year, and their sin was continually before them. And it was only specific people on a specific day of a specific tradition that could come before the most holy of holies. But through Jesus Christ, all that has changed. It brought forth now into the earth a relationship, an open relationship where we could go to and fro to God. We could come boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy and grace in our time of need. Not when we're perfect, but in our time of need. So Jesus Christ, he is the fruit. He's the fruit of Christianity. He is the fruit producing part of our lives.
Amen. And go as you rightly explain, Pastor Diana, John chapter 1, verse 13 says, "Who were born not of blood," speaking of Jesus, "who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Watch this now. It slipped down into verse 14. "And the word," he's talking about the word, "and the word becomes flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So that's it right there. "And the word becomes flesh." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Flesh. Tangible. The word becomes tangible. You can see it. And the characteristic of Galatians chapter 5 is seen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The characteristic of Galatians chapter 5 is seen. Now the fruit is love. That was Jesus. Jesus was love. Everything about Jesus was love. He exhibited love. The fruit, you could see that. So you cannot have Jesus and don't love. And in 1 John, it tells us, you cannot say that. And in 1 John, John says, don't say it. You cannot have God and do not love. If you say that, the truth is not in you. You are telling a lie. In other words, you are fibbing. It doesn't work that way because you have the fruit. Yes.
So Jesus tells us how the kingdom of God works.
Yeah.
Man sows a good seed.
Yeah.
But if we sleep, the enemy comes.
Yeah.
The enemy doesn't only come in your thoughts, but he comes through man.
Yes.
Don't be fooled by the devil. We hear the word, but sometimes our life is a mess. Why? The good and the bad grow together. Sooner or later, the bad will choke the good. It's not that we don't know. It's that we let the world and negative words take over. People always want to tell you how to live, but we need to cut those people out. They tell you things the world's way. We don't have the time for that foolishness.
Yes.
It will tear you up. It will either take you up or it's take you down.
Yeah.
This is why we must be equipped with what the word says. We get nasty and then we wonder why people come back at us. Love always conquers all, and Jesus is always the answer.
Amen. Because he is the fruit. That.
Amen.
He is the fruit of love, the fruit of the womb. The fruit of love, the fruit of peace. Isn't Jesus says, "My peace," mm-hmm. I give you, not like what the world give. My peace is real, tangible. I'm the real thing. Not a camouflage kind of peace. You know, not hypocritical peace. I'm giving you that which is tangible, real.
Yeah. And it's definitely not emotions, because that's emotions right. ebb and flow.
Yes.
We can't go by our emotions, because one day we're happy, one day we're not. So that's not how the spirit works.
Right.
And the Father is glorified when we bear much fruit.
Yes.
In John chapter 15, verse 8, it says, but by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So when we're bearing fruit, right, it doesn't say you'll be my disciples, then you bear fruit.
No.
We bear fruit, but through the word, through trying
right.
the word. And when we see how it works, then we become his disciples. We become fully convinced, right? We try the word, and then when we see that it works, then that brings our attention more sought after the things of God.
Yes.
And we become then his disciples. We become disciplined ones, continuing to go back and sowing the kingdom of God, going back into the principles of God, because we know that they work. Once we know that something works, then we continue to work it.
Yes.
And we continue to perfect and benefit from it. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, Man. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So the fruit that we're bearing is the fruit from the Father, the vine dresser, which is produced through Jesus, the vine.
Yes.
And we uphold it as the branch. Because if you think about the job of a branch on a tree in comparison to the vine, the branch just uplifts the vine. It holds it up there, and then the vine is what produces the fruit. So the branch continues to exalt the vine. It keeps it in the sun. It's able to get the light that it needs to be able to produce. So we just must continue to remain, to abide in the vine, to continue to uplift Jesus. We don't go by what it looks like. We don't go by what it feels like. We go by what the word of God says. We continue to speak things that are not as if they were. The Bible tells us in Job to declare a thing and it will be established for you, and then light will shine on your ways. The Bible tells us that the seed is the word of God. So as we're declaring the word of God into our situation, as we are exalting Christ, we will see the fruit of Christ being produced more and more in our life. And we'll continue then to operate in that peace that surpasses all understanding. When we sow the right thoughts, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, to meditate on things that are true, virtuous, noble, praiseworthy, of good report. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.